Trump-backed Max Miller responds to January 6th subpoena. These are witch hunts and political theater. By Ashley Oliver on December 9, 2021. Republican Max Miller, who is running for Congress in Ohio, responded Thursday night to a notice that he would be subpoenaed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA January 6 committee by vowing to vote to disband this partisan committee if he is elected to office. Miller, who is an aide to former President Donald Trump and who received an early endorsement from Trump in February, condemned the select committee as partisan and said he plans to comply with the subpoena but also defend himself. Upon taking office, I will make sure one of my first votes is to disband this partisan committee that has weaponized its powers against innocent Americans, Miller said in a statement Thursday. Ohioans are tired of watching D.C.'s witch hunts and political theater while the country burns. Sadly, it's the only card the Democrats can play, because their policies are destroying our nation. Miller added, I will accept service of this subpoena. But I will defend my rights, just as I will defend the rights of my constituents when elected. The committee has used its built-in subpoena powers to target dozens of mainly Trump officials as it investigates the chain of events that led to the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Republicans have, however, almost universally dismissed the committee as one-sided after Pelosi, who agreed to consult with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, to establish bipartisan committee membership, refused two of his member selections. Miller is looking to replace outgoing Representative Anthony Gonzalez, RO, one of the 10 Republican defectors who voted in January to impeach Trump over the riot. Gonzalez announced he would not seek re-election in September, which Trump viewed as a victory after endorsing Miller, a move that follows Trump's pattern of backing candidates who challenge those who voted to impeach him. Trump said in a statement at the time of Gonzalez's retirement announcement, "This is no loss for Ohio or our country and, most importantly, we have a great candidate who was substantially leading Gonzalez in the polls, Max Miller, who I have given my complete and total endorsement." Adding, "Good riddance to Anthony, he can now get himself a job at ratings dead CNN or MSDNC. Miller is running in Ohio's 13th congressional district, the newly formed district essentially replacing Gonzalez's 16th congressional district following the decennial redistricting process. As the Plain Dealer's Sabrina Eaton noted, the newly drawn lines for the 13th district include the Cleveland suburbs Akron and Medina, and the district will be one of the most competitive in the state, shifting from predominantly Republican to leaning slightly towards Democrats. Miller on Wednesday was dealt a new primary opponent in the race, former State House candidate Shay Hawkins. Just ahead of Hawkins' formal campaign launch, text messages from a Cleveland area number began circulating tying Hawkins to Gonzalez and prominent Never Trumper and impeachment voter Representative Liz Cheney, RY, sparking questions about Hawkins' backers and his stance on Trump's impeachment in January. One text read, "We need a fighter like Liz Cheney to represent Valley City in Congress, not another Trumpy, Jim Jordan type candidate. Stand with Anthony Gonzalez and his campaign team as we draft Shay Hawkins to run for Congress." Hawkins told Breitbart News on Thursday that the texts do not align with his views and that he believes those who sent the messages sought to damage his campaign. "It's very clear those messages were not sent by anyone who wants me to run. Those were sent out by people who were afraid I was going to run in an effort to link me to Anthony Gonzalez." The 16th district voted for Trump over President Joe Biden by double digits, signaling that even though the new 13th district is less friendly toward Republicans, it will still have a substantial share of Trump voters. Hawkins contended, "Think about it. The anti-Trump texts only went to known Trump supporters." He assessed that every person who got it was someone who would respond negatively to it. Hawkins said he has been a supporter of Trump for years and that he would not have voted to impeach him. He called the vote divisive and political in nature and said Gonzalez voting in favor of it was disappointing. Hawkins said he knows Gonzalez personally and clarified, "I had no disagreement with him prior to that at all." Miller and Hawkins will compete in the Republican primary in May of next year ahead of the November general election. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.